In the beginning, God created the heavens and a place called Sandy, Oregon. Now, Sandy was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of Joe's Donuts and the Tollgate Inn. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the Oregon Trail School District. And God said, let there be light. And in the year 1985, there were born three baby boys, and there was light. God called the light Jacob, Matthew, and Brandon. And God made a bunch of other stuff, too. But he brought the three boys together in friendship. And God said, let there be podcasts so that they give people a way to pass the time while laboring or ignoring their children. Then God blessed the boys. God blessed the boys three with a podcast and said unto them, be fruitful and increase the amount of content on the internet. And it was so. God saw all that he made, and much of it was quite good, he was told. He had not made the time to listen to the boys' podcast, but their fathers and mothers listened with regularity. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work by putting on an episode of the boys' podcast, but could only get through about 10 minutes before he unsubscribed and blessed it with a 1-star rating on Spotify and a shockingly homophobic comment on YouTube. My name's Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jake.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
That was good.
That was good. That was funny. Surprisingly pious, you know. Just, you're so religious and holy. That yeah, I those stories are fun because they're not all that dissimilar to what you just said. in earnest. How's it going, boys?
Except the fact that God smiled on Sandy. He didn't do such thing.
No, that didn't happen.
He kind of just
Sandy was in darkness until we showed up.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
We were the prophecy. We prophesized. It's going fine.
Good. Good.
I mean, I don't feel as angelic as that as that intro was.
Is the Genesis intro?
And then they grew up and, you know, they got worse.
I mean, as I was writing it, I had like the, you know, Genesis up and I was kind of trying to, you know, make it fit for our, and I was like, eh, this is way too long. So I'm just going to say, you know, I was going to do the whole thing. And it's like, I can't.
What they could have done in the actual book.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, let's speed it up.
Redactors, come on. So, Matt, what flavor of church did you go to as a kid?
I was a Southern Baptist. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's, you know, like all the doctrine.
Snake it just comes down to and such.
Doctrine. No, we weren't speaking in tongues. That's where, like, you just kind of ruined what I was going to say. Because, like, it's just doctrine and it's not that different. But then you do get those nut jobs, which their doctrine is pretty fucked up. No, it's like, I don't know. They're Christians.
Right. I don't understand. Like, I mean, I could probably look it up, but I really don't know the difference between like a Baptist or a Methodist or a Presbyterian,
Episcopals.
Like what those.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Like all those kind of Protestant sects. I don't.
Seventh-day Adventist.
What I think is so.
Foursquare churches.
And telling is that
I'm going with
even between, let's say, Southern Baptist churches, there's such a distinction in sort of core fundamental beliefs from church to church. So it's not even consistent throughout the churches. Like they do have like a parent, you know, whatever, like overseer or whatever, and like doctrines that they specifically follow. But from church to church, the priorities can be different. So I same with Catholicism and Catholicism is really interesting because they've got such a publicized, public facing version.
They did that to themselves.
No. But I'm saying what they, what as far as like their doctrine is very, very, very public. Oh, yeah. Because of the whole Pope and stuff.
Right. I don't know. I kind of gave up trying to figure it out a long time ago of like, yeah, why are we different? All I know is like the church. So I actually went to church, and this is one reason why I love the Righteous Gemstones.
I haven't seen it yet, but yeah,
you gotta watch it. Like, even if you were not raised in the religion, like you can, you know, like all of these stereotypes and what they're trying to kind of out about it. And I didn't know this, but Danny McBride, his aunt, is a pastor. She, she's a pastor in a church, and she gave him like a bunch of advice on the show and stuff. But we, my church was in the middle of two other churches. We had one on each side of us. One was a community church and the other one was a, forget what it was, but it felt like nobody was there. And it was kind of like, it wasn't, I forget what, either way, it felt like you were going to the holy wars every Sunday because it's like, oh, you're going to go to this church? No, you're going to go to that church? No. Which one's the winner? Which one has more people? And it was the community church next door. They had a lot of people. But
I've been to the, I've actually been to both. I've been to your church and then the one that's like, if you're facing the building to the right.
Yeah, the big one. I went
there for, your, for a funeral. Yeah.
They're popular spots for it. But like that one was always like, oh, the popular kids went to that youth group because they had like praise team band at night and they were giving out, they had hot dogs and stuff, you know, and come next door. What are you doing? Well, I guess we're reading the Bible. I don't know.
Do you guys remember the church that we had a friend die just after high school that had a service in a church just outside of Sandy or is like in Sandy?
Wasn't it at the Catholic church? I think that was the Catholic church.
Was it a Catholic church? Yeah.
I think it was the Catholic church. You're right. It's where the Catholic church. Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, right. Okay, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It was the Catholics and the Mormon. They had a monopoly in Sandy. They got that, got them all.
Oh, I was at Costco and I saw a group of Latter-day Saints and I was with the boys and I wanted to point and tell them what they were, but then I was like, that's inappropriate. So I didn't.
Yeah, I mean I get the difference between like Catholicism and Mormonism, but yeah, like all the like the kind of Protestant denominations I don't really
It's hairy.
Yeah. What I just can't get over is how many churches there are. You can't swing a dead cat and not hit like three or four churches in a neighborhood.
Hey, here. Man, they're and pretty it, much a tax. It's a tax write-off. We may. Why don't you have one?
So 100%. Every time I roll by one, I can't help but think about the tax. Like especially ones in neighborhoods that have like real estate and stuff. Golf courses and churches are both things
you
that
wanna,
I look
do you
at
actually want to hear an idea for a church that I had? Okay. And this stemmed from like our office. So we had an office downtown and it's really a glorified apartment. But there's just different rooms and it's a bunch of us that kind of all hang out and we have our own little office areas. But I was like, man, how can we get out of paying taxes for this? Let's become a church. So in our last episode, we were talking about what we hated as kids and what we love now. Mm-hmm. Naps. The Church of Hibernation. So
the Church of Hibernation.
Yep. Okay. So for a small entry fee, you can come in and you can rest your weary soul in one of our many beds in the GA section. But for a tiered pricing or an extra donation for elevation, you can have a more private experience and you can have a more catered nap where you have more self time versus
you're
community
about
time.
A brothel. You're describing a brothel.
Yep. Yeah. But you sleep.
Sure. Me too. But,
and we give you, we enlighten your spiritual well being to.
And you charge people for this?
Yes.
So a hotel?
But you have to like the no. The verbiage has to be not charging, but like it's a
tithe,
like a tithe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're obviously one of us is going to have to be like a saint or there's always some religious leader. Well, when you get a cult, right? Let's have a cult. Let's call it what it is. Somebody has to be exalted. So, you're going to do it because you need, you need me to get to that next level of not jaundiced or whatever I look right now.
Jaundice. I need to get to that next level of jaundice.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, like homeless shelters that are, you know, religious based, where you it's basically kind of the same thing.
Yeah, you know, they're definitely getting tax cuts. They're getting city and state money, probably federal money too. But yeah, if but you're a religion, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But if you just, you know, what's stopping your place from just becoming a homeless shelter? Where, like, hey, I don't have a bed to sleep in, so I'm going to sleep here. And
what's become stopping my house from becoming
a homeless? No, for your church.
Oh. Well, I mean, the fact is that, you know, you do have
it's
to...
It's an exclusive church.
It's not exclusive, but you have to, you know...
You have to credit check.
Well, we also don't revolve on worldly possessions, so they have to be donated to the church so we can repurpose them to other families, which means I take them home and I play with your shit. It's like, oh, we're not a worldly church. Bring the Xbox and then just run home and plug it in. You don't need this, child. It's ruining your brain, man.
This is this sounds pretty good. I'm in. Do churches take investors?
We take in, you know, profits. If you want to invest and become a prophet, I can teach you how to become a child of hibernation.
Hell yeah. I'll be a prophet of hibernation.
Donations of
I used to not nap. Now I nap.
20 grand or more gets you an exalted prophet level. I just found out.
Sorry, sweet. Honey. I'm going to church.
Take me to church.
Well,
okay.
There you have it. Yep. Yeah. We're starting a church.
Great. So while we file it's not an LLC, but while we file with God, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back to answer some Reddit questions.
We'll just be a nonprofit.
Oh, great. That one.
Be right back.
We here at Qualified Nonsense care deeply for the well-being of the good folks that listen to us run our mouths. And as we approach the end of the year, we want to take a moment to remind everyone fortunate enough to have health insurance to schedule your annual checkup. Keeping on top of your health is important for you and important for the people who care and depend on you. So take care, be well, and book the damn appointment.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing queries by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. The first one here comes to us from Ask Reddit, username testturbulent6337. They ask, if you were to build a house, what's one conventional feature you consider to, what's one non-conventional feature you consider to be a must-have?
If we're talking in our area, neck of the woods, Pacific Northwest, heated floors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that currently?
No, but I want it so bad.
Do you wear slippers at home?
No. I wear socks. There's just something slippers. That seems really nice about it. I've been in a bathroom that has had heated floors, and that was awesome.
Yeah. My friends, Anna and Gerald, they have heated floors, and it's pretty gnarly.
Through the entire house or just in the bathroom?
I think through the entire house.
Nice.
Maybe it's just the tile downstairs, but regardless, it's really, really cool. And I remember them installing it. It was kind of neat to see how that, you know,
like they lay out
just basically
coil.
Plumbed it. Yeah. But
is
pretty
neat. Is it like just a heating coil, like a low wattage heating coil or something? Or
It has fluid running through it.
Yeah, it's like it's the same idea of like water cooling, but it's with warm water, so it heats.
Sounds with water. I thought they were with like a like an electric blanket type thing. Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Brandon, if you haven't had that, man, you're 40 now. You got to experience it once. It's so nice.
I mean, we have hardwood floors through most of our house, so it's not that cold.
It doesn't get cold?
Well, not as cold as like tile or.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's fair.
We have linoleum in the bathroom.
Right. Just before I lost my job, we put a payment down to get hardwoods in the rest of the house. We've got like carpet left over in some of the bedrooms and stuff, but we're looking forward to that because I do like hardwood.
I will say we redid the carpet upstairs and in our basement, and we took out the original carpet that the house came with when we built it, which means it had a really thin pad. Mm-hmm. And so we got low profile carpet and a really thick pad. It is nice to walk on now.
Oh, nice.
A nice squishy carpet. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So a low profile carpet, but like a heavy pad.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Because the low profile, it's easier to maintain and it keeps its integrity longer. So the other stuff we had was like longer threads. Something? What's that?
Like Berber carpet or...
I'm not sure what that is.
Something like that.
It's just, not I mean, it's the carpet itself is like that thick, but the pad is like that thick. So the carpet we previously had was like longer threads and they would just lay over and you could see where the foot traffic was going all the time.
And then you get a workout. It's like walking in sand.
But yeah, it's really nice to walk on.
If I were building my own house, I would build a dark room. For photography development stuff. Is it a must have? Probably not, but but it would be cool to have like a specifically insulated, light insulated room.
Yeah, I mean, closet?
Huh?
Could you use a closet?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, what do you call those? What was that word? Closet? Okay, yeah. I'd have one of those.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know that like there's a non-conventional feature that I would consider a must-have, but
I think it's must-have assuming that you're building it, you get everything you want.
Yeah,
like I would say a theater room with stadium style seating where you can tier it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I probably agree with that. Something like that would be nice.
I would want a 6-foot crawl space. That's what I want. Like build it down and finish the crawl space so that you could do all of the maintenance and plumbing without like crawling over. Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. That'd be a good one.
And actually
that, probably that also was maybe go ahead.
I was just going to say that I went into my crawl space a couple weeks ago and it's in bad shape because some moisture got in and it was really hot. And so a bunch of my floor insulation fell down, and I did also have a small infestation at one point of mice, I guess. And so I was like, oh, it smells like shit down here and all this stuff. And I was looking around with my headlamp like back and forth like, oh man, all of this stuff I need to fix. And I saw this head of this snake sticking up in towards the back, and I was like, oh damn. And I looked, and like 6 or 7 feet away I saw the tail. And it was this giant ass black, it's called a rat snake or a black racer. And they just get really, really big. And they're non-venomous and they eat rodents and whatever. So they're like good snakes to have. But he was like way back in the crawl space. And I'm like, I'm not getting you out. And I was like, I hope you eat the rest of whatever's down here. And that's something that I've been kicking the can down the road because I need to go down there and fix it. But they've got a big old black snake down in the crawl space.
Fuck that. Because you're on your tummy.
No, it's I have to crouch down. It's not like I'm not like it's not actually crawling, but it's like probably 5 feet high or four and a half feet high. Yeah, I know. No, I know. When I saw that snake, I was like, fuck that. Like, I know you're not venomous, but nope. No, sir. And he was like, I don't know what he was doing, but he had his head sticking up and he was just like looking back and forth and he was like rocking back and forth. I was like, nope, I'm good. You win this round. Mr. Snake Man.
Burn the house down, time to build a house. Fuck that. That is wild. I would legitimately scream at that.
I did think about
you, Matt. Would you be paralyzed in fear?
I did
think about you. How big? You said like 5 or 6 feet long?
6 or 7. Like it, this was a long.
How big a round was it?
I don't know. They get like just a little bit. Like the small end of a baseball bat. They get about that big.
Yeah,
it's looking at you like, ooh, I hit the jackpot with a huge shaved rat.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh, yeah. Gross.
I just hope he's doing some good work down there, eating the leftovers.
What if he just comes up behind you and is like, right behind you?
I know. I made the mistake of telling Anna about it. She's like, fuck that. She's like, nope, don't tell me any of that shit.
So. Like, where you're recording, Jake, I mean, I don't know the layout of your house, but, like, are you in the basement?
I am in the basement, but
there's a crawl space underneath the...
Correct, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and so I'm actually in a split level, so it's like a... It's technically the basement, but you walk in on what we call the mezzanine, but, like, it's the main floor where there's, like, a kitchen and a dining room, and then upstairs is, like, a small flight of stairs to... to like the bedrooms, and then downstairs is a bedroom and also my office and bathroom. But then if you go outside and then under the deck, you can get to the crawl space. And it's like, at some points it's like 5 feet where I can kind of stand up, maybe 5.5 feet, but most spots, especially like directly below me, you have to actually crawl too. And
so what you're asking for is like basically like a true basement, like a.
Well, I guess so. But like I'm thinking of where there's exposed electrical and plumbing, you know, like a crawl space, like what you would find in a crawl space, but like easily accessible, not to crawl in. Because I like doing that.
I've been in houses where, like, you go down in the basement and, like, all the plumbing and everything is wiring is over your head.
Then, in that case, a basement. What do you call them? A closet and a basement. It's what I sounds like what I want.
I want somewhere to, like, cook my food and, like, wash my dishes.
Yeah, exactly. How do you say...
I want somewhere to be able to poop and pee inside.
Okay, fucking. What do you guys want to have in your houses?
I would say sauna. It would be nice to have an in-house sauna.
Oh yeah. My brother and sister-in-law have a sauna that they put in their house, and it's pretty. I've never been in it while it's on, but. Seems pretty nice. Seems pretty so bourgeois. Nice.
They're so fun. They're so
nice.
It'd
be nice to have a butler's pantry.
Oh,
there you go.
Just as like a place to like kind of keep your microwave and like additional storage and stuff.
Yeah,
for the kitchen.
I my former boss just bought a house in upstate New York, and he was like, oh, and it's got this. You know, at work, he was like sharing, you know, the Zillow link and we were like, oh, and what's this, you know, what's this extra sink? And he's like, oh, it's a butler pantry. And we're like, oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. I want one of those. And I was like, listen, I'll apply to the butler position at your house. That sounds not too bad.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm not super into it. But wine cellars, I think, are just
wine cellar. I was gonna say, yeah.
I think they're just
those are classy. Yeah.
Like, because you usually have like a humidor in there too, so like wine and cigars, and sometimes like I want it to be a big enough room where you see the people that like have a table in the center of it, so they can just taste it right there, and it has like its own ventilation, so you can smoke in there and stuff.
How do you guys feel about a bar in your house?
I love a bar. Every time when we were shopping for houses, both in New Jersey and in North Carolina, every time I saw a place with a bar, I was like, Like, not that I think even drink like that much anymore, but
kind of a semi-common thing in the Midwest. You see a lot of houses with like basement bars,
but right. Yeah, the wet bar.
Like, I think, like, when are you going to be standing behind the bar? Like if you're having a party, are you just going to be like working the bar the whole time? Or
I would be, and that's just from my interest in making cocktails and my social anxiety. Like, give me a task, I'll be happy all night.
Remember, you know that question saying? About how you know when the party's over? Like, when you walk out from your own bar and you're like, hey, guess what? I'm going to bed. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
I mean, I guess I kind of feel like the fun of a bar is going out and like being around like different people and all that versus like, I don't know, having it in your home is a different
experience. But that's, I mean, that's kind of a curious thought though, because right, everybody is, well, not everybody, there's significantly more people staying in and not going out for a number of reasons. COVID, economic concerns, like consumer confidence. It's just cheaper to stay at home and drink. Like, do you think that maybe they'll come back as a thing?
I mean, if you're going to stay home and drink, like, you're not going to hang out behind a bar, like bartending or whatever.
It's just to make you feel less bad about yourself. Hey, what, you going to have one more, or are you going to call it a night? You going to cash out? Oh, I think I'll have one more. I don't know, man. You've been here quite a while.
I know. And you could finally
hey,
legally
some assholes
like
messing with the touch tunes.
You could also legally do the, hey, barkeep, I'll buy you a shot. And be like, oh, okay, I'll have a shot with you. Without,
don't worry, I won't tell your supervisor.
Don't worry about OLCC.
Yeah. Honey, we invested all this money building this bar. I have to get my money's worth by staying down here all day.
Well, it also kind of like normalizes the whole staying at home and drinking thing when you can invite your friends over and just be like, hey, come
that
over
idea,
to my bar.
That idea of role-playing so hard, being like, oh, I'm sorry, I just got to clock in, you know?
Need to go make sure.
Oh, I think
okay
this guy, this guy over-served me.
Man, you know what, tonight I will make it a double. I earned it. And if I walk out, like, forget to pay, I know where you live.
And it's just going to ask you a question here. No tip. Okay.
Sir, it's been declined. Shit.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
Oh, I can't hear you, Matt.
Oh yeah, you muted or something. Something happened to your mic. Kick the cable.
Oh, I accidentally muted it when I Yeah, I don't know. With all this joke, I feel like we're just trying to, like, we're all kind of randomly justifying this in our head. Is like,
yeah,
hey, we're getting the bar inside the house.
I mean, I think any time I've seen, like, on Zillow or whatever, like a house with a home bar, like, it looks cool. And I you know, having like a little bar in your house seems fun, but I don't know
practicality.
How much,
no, yeah,
yeah.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but like, we don't host a lot, and we are anxious about hosting. We don't actively like we've got neighbors that love to have people over, which is like we're the beneficiaries of by far, because that's where we get our like socializing in every week. But we don't have parties. Like, it's totally, in fact, Matt, you've been here. Like, we have a wet bar. It's not like a wet bar,
oh,
but
yeah.
Like it's like a little wet, like a, there's a sink and
has board games in it
and has like board games in it. But it's totally lost on us because we don't do that.
And my grandparents had one of those, when I was growing up in their basement, a wet bar.
Yeah.
What about the people? Have you seen the guys like on social media? Specifically, they came up on TikTok, was like the people that go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in their basements to turn them into like man cave type things.
Yeah.
Like the speakeasy, like with the bookshelf or whatever.
Yeah. Like, there's one guy that I follow that actually, so everything is kind of like, it's all media based. So he has all these TVs. He has a mini Jumbotron, like, here that he found this company that makes them. He has a bunch of like arcade games. And then in the next room over is the movie theater. And he went so far as to be like, he has display screens on the outside, like now playing, and you go inside and it has movie posters on the wall and everything. Like, it's a damn movie theater. But I was like, you would really have to have a desire to have people over. Like, do people do that for just themselves?
Maybe. I also think you have to have, like, I can't think of anything, and this is probably a comment on myself, but like, I can't think of anything that I'm that passionate about. Like, that, like I'm so interested in this that I'm going to drop $100,000 to make this, like, you know, a thing.
When speaking for myself, like, I would rather go out for those things. I would rather go to an arcade, go to a movie theater, go to a bar, rather than, oh, I'm just going to stay home and I have it all to myself. You know, like, I think a lot of the charm and enjoyment of those things comes with getting out of the house and doing those things rather than having it all at your fingertips.
I mean, perhaps those type of things are like introvert dreams where they can go to the bar and just, I mean, there's probably somebody that has a wet bar in their house and they go down and they sit at it and still just read a book down there. You know, feels like I'm going out to the bar and still don't have to have anybody over.
Yeah. Top answer here is not necessarily unconventional, but I don't see them so much anymore. A large mud room. I'd love to have the pre-entrance area to store many things and get the dirty boots / snow / clean the dog off before I get in the house.
Yep, yeah, 100%.
You guys kind of have one of those, long, don't you, Jake?
I mean, we use the garage.
Through the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that room went through the garage. Yeah.
This person says an 8-foot long bath.
Because
I'd like to lay my whole body in the hot bubbles, not sit with my upper body literally freezing my tits off or getting cold knees if I try to lay down.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
What I like to call the human car wash, giant shower stall with multiple jets from all angles.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool.
With one of those rain heads.
Speaking of storage, I would also say, like, a large enough kitchen with, like, I guess, like, room to spare and, like, appliance places, like build a kitchen large enough so that you have, like, room for a microwave, an air fryer, you know, all of the large appliances, like a dishwasher,
KitchenAid mixer,
range, and KitchenAid mixer. Exactly. KitchenAid and espresso machine, something like that. Yeah. Because, like, every time I look at that sort of thing, like, even an air fryer, we're like, ooh, should we get an air fryer? That sounds kind of fun. And we're like, well, where will we put it? Like, it's going to take up, you know, a 2x2 square foot area on our counter that we then lose, and we lose one of the outlets, you know.
So we just replaced our range. And the oven we have now is an air fryer as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should just replace the range.
I guess, like, something practical would be, like, a large shop. Like, an outbuilding that, like, has room for, like, a wood shop with, you know, like, the ventilation system and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, maybe, like, a little work area where you can maybe, like, sit at a, you know, that's, like, well lit. And just room for storage, like,
little,
and stuff
like a little
that.
Bathroom out there too.
Yeah.
Ooh, a little bathroom. Something like that would be
and
nice.
Then like a little bed so you don't have to go into the house. Just like stay there.
Like a fridge stocked full of beer. And,
Probably some nice speakers out there.
Yeah.
Little fireplace.
And a kitchen.
And a divorce contract.
And a spare bedroom. Ruin friends. divorce contract.
Side note of things like this is off topic. Did you guys hear that, like, adult men sleepovers are coming back? Like, it's a trend right now.
What?
I think it'd be so fun. Like, I mean, sure, adult, it'd be fun, but... adult men are having just sleepovers at their house, but like they're just getting pizza and they're pulling out video games and stuff. They're going back to like, I think I that's like so that's cool.
Just, isn't that just the SNL skit about
Brandon's asleep, color on his forehead?
Isn't that why like guys go camping and stuff? Like,
yeah,
for that.
Brandon's asleep, hit him with the balls. No, dude. He'll...
There's an SNL skit about like taking men
you boys
to
need to settle
dog
down.
Parks. Ryan.
I kind of want to have one. I want to see like who would come over for it and be like, oh, okay. But it's like, it's totally different. Like, okay, guys, my kids are sleeping, so keep it down. Like, they wake up, yeah, they're going to be pissed.
I know. Whoever's hosting it's like, guys, no, seriously, my kids are sleeping. My wife's going to kill me if you guys wake them up.
It's no different than
that. I feel like
the dynamic just changes a
little bit.
My
mom wakes up. She's like,
mom.
Going to be exactly. pissed.
I feel like that would be like one of those things where, like whoever's hosting it, like ends up like going upstairs into the like where their wife is sleeping, and they're gone for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then they come back. Like, no, it's cool. You guys can stay. It's fine. Just better keep it down a little bit.
Five or 10 minutes, yeah. Come down, like totally beaten. Like, no, it's fine. We just need to be quiet.
We just got to be out of the house by 9:30 because we have to go antiquing. So we can't stay up too late, but you know, get a couple games in.
But you have to have like a PlayStation 2 and playing GTA 3 or whatever.
Yeah,
I do still have my PS2. I believe it's tucked away in one of the closets.
The retro home gaming systems are coming back. I feel like I've seen a number of creators like bringing back old systems online. I forget Resident Evil, I think, where they, you know, you would or like the Duck Hunter, when you would shoot the screen, it would like the screen would blink and the only pixel that was on would be the receiver for the shot, that sort of thing.
I remember, I don't know why it always pops in my head, but Phil had he had a Dreamcast, and he had on there the House of the Dead games, and like the voice,
exactly what you're about to say.
The voice acting on it is so bad because it's like a like
don't
made
come.
In
the,
exactly
come.
The girl running away, don't come, and like so when I see the Kamala Harris thing, we're just like don't come. I was like, that's all I.
That's
so funny. This person says, as an architect, if y'all get rich, come find me.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, this person says either a hidden second kitchen / walk-in pantry or a cabinet where the majority of small appliances can be kept.
Yep.
I would say indoor
a solarium.
Pool. Indoor pool would be indoor awesome. Pool.
I feel like indoor pools though, like in hotels, even in like nice hotels, you walk into the room where the indoor pool is and it's so muggy. Like the first thing I always think of for indoor pools is like how difficult it must be to manage the mold.
Well, I mean, you can ventilate them. They just like where you go, they
still,
just normally
it's
aren't.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
What's really gnarly is when you see people who have installed hot tubs inside, like inside a living room or whatever.
Yeah, dude, there is one. There was a listing here in Washington, not too far from where we are, a couple of years ago, and they had installed a hot tub upstairs in their bedroom. And they had, and if you looked at the Zillow ad, the ceiling punched down from, because it was upstairs, so the ceiling punched down to support it because it was level with the floor.
That's
right.
Wild.
And I was like, no, wait, there's
that's an accident.
You 100% know somebody's going to fall through that ceiling
no
one day.
Way. Yeah. It's going to be awful too. Because if you think about how much that weighs, the water, oh God. And then, the weight
of the water plus people sitting in it, plus like there's probably some residual splashing around. That's like maybe like softening the wood around it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Ooh. I hate that. Mold gets me. I mean, I'm sure it gets everybody, like, but when I see it, the boys use the upstairs bathroom and they don't give a shit about the standing water on the tile, and sometimes they'll just like leave part of the curtain, the shower curtain open, and just dump water, and they're like playing in there while they're supposed to be washing themselves. And I'm like, guys, this is gonna ruin, like, this seeps through the and they just don't understand it. I just lose my mind. Anna's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, I'll tell you what the big deal is.
What's the big deal? What's the big deal?
Exactly.
All right. We'll finish up with this. I live in a one-story house, so I'd like your guys' opinion, but this person says first floor master. Maybe not controversial, but man, those stairs are killing my knees. How do you guys feel about that?
I think it depends on your age and depends on the age of your family that you may or may not anticipate taking care of. Because that's something that we've looked at our... as I said, we're in a split level, and the bathrooms and the bedrooms are all either upstairs or downstairs, and it's not a very thoughtful layout for people who are aging.
Yeah, I've been in homes, like I was just actually I was shooting an event for a local home manufacturer, and they're having an open house event thing, and in this home where the event was, the master was on the main, and then the kids' bedrooms were all upstairs. I did actually like that. I didn't think I would, but yeah. I mean, if it were up to me though, I would just have a giant ranch house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's pros and cons to it, right? Like, so our house currently is technically a three-story home. So if me and my wife want to watch a movie in the basement where the big TV is and the sound system, there's a floor of separation so we can watch it however loud we want without worrying about.
Well, at the ranch house, you could have the bedrooms all at one end and then like the living room and everything on the other.
You could. It's just, yeah, I feel like the sound carries in a different way when you do that. But
yeah,
you know, it's just nice. It's, I mean, the nice
way
to
our house, I mean, we don't have that big of a house, but the way it's laid out, like all the bedrooms are on one side, living rooms on the other, and like, nobody hears anything coming from the living room as it is, but yeah. Anyway, next question. This one will be quick. Talked way too much about home design. This comes from the Too Afraid to Ask subreddit. Username A Smoking Umbrella. They ask which eye to focus on if they're cross-eyed. If you're having a conversation with someone who's cross-eyed, inward or outward, which eye do you focus on when addressing them? Do you just focus on the eye that's actually making eye contact with you? What if neither eye is making eye contact? Do you focus on the eye that's making the most eye contact of the two?
That's a lot of options.
Yeah, there are a lot of options.
I just go center of the nose.
Oh.
A trick I've heard is if you're afraid to look people in the eyes, look at their eyebrows. And it still looks like you're looking them in the eyes.
I guess.
Look at me in my eyebrows. I know a couple of people who have lazy eyes or are in some way, one eye doesn't focus in the same way. And I find it very distracting because I always try to look at the left eye. My left, their right eye when I talk to people. But I'm not sure if that's the case or if it's also that I'm distracted by the lazy eye so that I focus on the lazy eye. But then I recognize that they're not looking at me with that eye. And so I panic and I try to observe what they are using as their primary focus point and use that eye. But yeah, it's usually a disaster.
I have actually heard people directly ask the individual, like, is there a good spot that I should be looking? It's like,
I mean,
that's one way to get it out, like just to get it out there.
That's the same thing with like with ambiguous pronouns, and which, you know, presumably people should be asking anyway.
Not on this podcast.
People with people with visible disabilities, like telling them, like letting them know that you observe that, and that if there's a way that you can accommodate them in a particular way, if it would be helpful. And I don't think anyone, for the most part, is going to be like actively.
My kids, when they were toddlers, also let them know that they were disabled.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that joke in Wayne's World 2 where Wayne is filling out like a parks permit form to hold his Waynestock concert, and like the guy at the department has like a lazy eye or whatever, and he's like, make sure you fill out these forms correctly. He's like, well, cross every T and dot every lowercase J.
Yeah. One thing I actually caught myself not too long ago was I used to be really good at eye contact, and I found myself like looking at people in their mouth when they're talking. I don't think it's because I'm hard of hearing. I don't know why that I've stopped having as such good eye contact.
I was like, I'm not interested.
I'm not deaf. I can see
you. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you say that. Have you gotten your ears checked lately? Because no. We are over 40 now.
Okay. I'll have them check him with a camera when I get my prostate or my colonoscopy done.
Nice. They'll go all the way up.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know why. It was just something I've like caught myself doing. It's like, why are you looking at their mouth? You probably look like a creep. Like.
Yeah, I mean, I find eye contact uncomfortable, so I...
Just stare at their big old package.
Well, I mean, I've been trying to make, like, more of a conscious effort to look people in the eyes when I'm talking to them, but,
It's really easy not to.
Come comfortably to me. But, yeah, it does feel like you're... in a staring contest or something, when you're like looking intently at someone in the eye while you're like,
who's more engaged.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It is.
I mean, not that I'm like looking down at my shoes while I'm talking to people, but
I oftentimes look at something else and I catch myself doing it and I haven't been able to stop it yet. But yeah, I sort of like look off. If I'm uncomfortable with, oftentimes I'm not the authority on whatever it is I'm talking about, so I don't feel particularly comfortable. If I'm super comfortable with the subject matter, then I'm fine with looking at people in the eyes. But like 98% of the time,
is a good way to bullshit your way through something, because then if you're talking about something and they're like, oh, they're looking at me in the eye, they must know something, you know, or
stare them down and speak aggressively. Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's a way to fake confidence.
There is something I don't like keep using this, but I think COVID kind of killed a little bit of that interpersonal like connections that people had, because everybody stayed in for such a period of time and conversation was hard, and I don't know. I feel like I even lost some skills, and I kind of fancied myself at just being able to talk to strangers. Like I lost that during COVID. I think,
yeah.
And with all this technology, you don't have to look at people in the face.
Yeah.
Well, one way to solve it is just be a sunglasses all the time kind of guy.
Hell yeah.
There you go. I'll add that into my backwards hat repertoire. I'll just become a Bono on top of it. I'll be like Slash, except indoors. I don't play Slash, except I don't play guitar.
Yeah.
Or have as much hair as him.
I don't know, like, people must get used to that, but you see people around who are wearing sunglasses inside all the time, and, like...
Well, I don't like wearing sunglasses even when it's sunny. I've only recently started doing that because, like, just the color dimness difference, I just don't care for.
I do like wearing sunglasses. I think they're kind of nice to, like, hide behind, I think. But I do see the people that wear them inside, and I think the same thing. I was like, oh man, wouldn't it be cool if they had like cool indoor sunglasses like Bono has, but like not be Bono, you know, like you could kind of see
like
through.
Like Jack Nicholson or something like that. Like,
yeah, but his, I was thinking of him. And then Elton John also frequently wears the same color, but they always wear red, which is weird. Like, not only are you wearing glasses that are tinted, but like everything you see is red. That would be weird to me.
Yeah.
Like Roy Orbison always wore sunglasses on stage because he said it like helped with his stage fright to.
Yeah. It's like a mask. Yeah. It's like a little outfit or a mask you can hide behind. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, we don't necessarily have a good answer for you, but face, the mouth, or just stare at their big old package.
I think if you just look at their eyes, like if you just look at someone's eyes, like.
No, but this person for the question was like, they were like this. It's like, if you look at their eyes, your eyes are doing this. It's like a Monty Python sketch or something.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't necessarily need to focus on like the pupil. Just
the what?
Just look at. Yeah, you just don't need.
I try to keep my eyes open.
Just ask them. Just meet it head on. You don't know where to look. Hey, where would you like me to look?
Hey, I want to be. Look at that right now.
I want to be respectful.
Look at the ground when you're talking to me.
Look, I don't want to do one of those whole weird gecko like things. Just tell me which one to go for.
Well, I think that's been an episode.
Yep.
So,
yep. That does it.
Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you to our loyal patrons for supporting the show. If you haven't already, head over to Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense to show your support. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Bye.
Keep an eye out for us.